This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, February 2. When waiting feels unbearable, our reading comes from Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you, Lord, there is forgiveness, so that we can, with reverence, serve you. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. One of my favorite pastors used to warn, never pray for patience. You will not like how God teaches you. Most people are not very good at waiting, whether it's for food to be served, a traffic light to change, or test results to arrive. In our fast-paced world, waiting is usually an irritating inconvenience. As a child, I eagerly anticipated Christmas. As a teen, I counted down to graduation and leaving the nest. As an adult, the longest weeks I ever experienced were those leading up to the announcement that I was accepted. into a 3-year clinical trial for treatment of my second bout with cancer. My life depended on it. When the psalmist writes that his whole being waits, perhaps you, like me, can relate to that feeling. His heart and soul long for a sign from God, a flicker of light while hanging out in the depths of darkness. He wanders back and forth between calling out to God and reminding himself of the goodness and faithfulness of God. Fear creeps into our waiting when there's a possibility of bad news, and that can make the situation feel unbearable. Like the psalmist, we must keep our eyes fixed on God, the source of hope for this life and forever. There is no outcome that God will not help us handle. Pray with me. Dear Lord, we cautiously pray for patience as we deal with irritating little things and major life-altering fearful things. Thank you for your infinite mercy. Infuse us with unshakable hope in your word. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.